Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warning. Warning.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Come on.
You got it.
What?
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby.
Yeah,
on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Yeah, now.
Hoo-wee.
Yeah, now.
All right, welcome back to our show. I'm watching some NBA hoops.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm watching the Rockets and the Thundies.
I got the Canucks and Penguins.
A real sport.
I can't.
I'm watching a real sport.
I just can't right now with the NBA. I just wake me around Christmas. I'll pay attention to the Blazers. Like tomorrow, I'll check
big
it out.
Big game tomorrow.
Yeah, Timberwolves, Blazers.
Big one.
I'll be interested to see how this team looks this year. But outside of the scope of following the Blazers, boy, I'll tell you right now, the NBA could not be any further off my radar. I am watching during the break. I was watching because it's back on NBC now, and so everyone's freaking out because we get Round Ball Rock. I love that. That's like what we're hanging our head on now, is the theme song to the NBA. Joy. But they're doing the Michael Jordan's doing his MJ Insights into Excellence with Mike Tirico. Like, you never hear from Jordan. So I was watching that during the break. It's like a little 4-minute vignette they were doing, and I got about halfway through that, and if Jordan is involved in something or he's speaking, I would be interested just because you just never hear from that guy. Says he hadn't picked up a basketball in years.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine when you're Michael Jordan, you want to see how you don't want to feel and see your decline.
Yeah. Well, he was
just
saying,
leave him, like you were the greatest of all time.
Well, but it's the idea of like Jack not having, at some point, will Tiger ever go 10 years without picking up a golf club? Like Jordan, like Tirico was pressing him and he goes, I couldn't tell you. He goes, it has been years since I've touched a basketball. And Tirico's like, you don't have a court in Jordan. They're at his house. And he goes, do you see a basketball hoop around here? And he was like, no.
It was work at one point, right? I kind of get that. Like, it's a job, so.
I was surprised by that because, like, for
he
years.
He doesn't have a court at his house, huh?
No. But he, like, for years he would do those Jordan camps, whatever, and he would, even this was long after he retired, and there was famous stories that when he was the owner of the Wizards, he would go down and he would bust players one-on-one still, but I mean, he's got to be 60 now. And he says he has not picked up a ball in years. Looks pretty good, though. At least sitting in the chair with Tirico. Is Jordan 60?
62.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Make you feel a little
old. Yeah,
that
makes me feel old. He'll be 63 in February. Yeah, that makes me feel super ass old.
Well, how many times do you see pants around ankles peer out in the wild? It's not often, but I tell you what, you ladies don't know this, but when we go into... Yeah, see, Schulte is looking at me like he's stunned.
I'm trying to remember the last time I ever saw that.
It's a thing. You see it from time to time,
yeah.
And it is fascinating because there's no greater chasm between different types of men than that. Like, there is no man who just whips his pee-pee out through his pants like a normal man. There's no man that does that that has any understanding at all of pants around ankles pier.
Well, can we, like...
And then pants around ankles pier... to do that, like, even in public and do that...
Mm-hmm.
You are so far from, like...
The norm.
Yeah, like, do you even know how weird that looks?
It's the greatest outlier can possibly have.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well,
how do you attempt to explain that?
I'll cut through the curtain here. This happened, and I'm sorry if someone's listening to this. Now, I do not know who this person is, and
grown
we don't
men
have
are still doing this.
We don't have that many.
It is a thing, Schulte. I'm telling you, it happens. And ladies, you don't know this, but when we go into public restrooms, sometimes you see some bare butts.
I don't know because we don't have that many people who work here. So
yeah, we fired everyone.
I don't know if this is a guest or is this someone that I didn't know. Today, about 4:30, I walked into our bathroom. And there's one urinal, right? There's only one urinal.
An Odyssey station.
And when you walk in, you can't see it. You have to take a hard left. And I was like, it was after the advocate spot. So I had a little hustle in my step. So you walk in and you turn to go to the urinal. And what do I see?
Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks. Now, to be fair, it wasn't ankles, but it was knees. It was around the knees.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go all the way to ankles.
Well, which is there one? Is that
well, I
more
think it's the same. No, I think it's the same thing. Look, if your pants.
Knees.
If you're only peeing.
Yes.
And your pants unbuckle or unbutton, I think you're. I don't understand. I really don't understand.
I put my foot in the ground like a Steph Curry Euro step. Like, just planted that sucker and had to. And I was like, ah! I wasn't prepared. Although I feel like. I kind of want to know who it was now. Like, I don't... I kind of want to
recognize his butt?
I didn't recognize who it was.
Maybe it was Schulte.
At first,
Schulte's little butt.
I thought it was Johnny Ludes at first.
Oh.
I was like... And I know Johnny Ludes. Had that been Ludes, my first thing would have been like, what the hell, man? But it wasn't Ludes. I didn't recognize... Because all I saw was the back. I was like, this doesn't look familiar to me. I can tell you what those cheeks look like. And I just went in the stall. I did my business and was like, just, you know, I don't know what it was, but I just was not prepared. In the 20 plus years I've worked here, I've never seen an ankle pier, or in this case, a knee pier. I can't. I don't know what to do.
I saw this.
My whole day has been thrown for a loop.
You got to respect.
It's a power move.
Anyone's.
Yes.
Choice.
Well, yeah.
To pee however they want. Like, there's no... There's really less making fun of here and more like, I don't understand that. Like, why would you do that?
I'd like to have a conversation.
I saw this in middle school. That is legitimately the last time I saw it. Like, a kid going into the bathroom and a fellow kid get dropped trowel.
Yeah.
And that's what always got me, guys. You're like, there's no wrong way to do this. I disagree. I champion there is a wrong way to do this. And letting your pants hit the bathroom floor...
No.
That you're standing on?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Are, exactly.
Hey, but
when you're doing a dookie, your pants hit
that's
the floor.
True.
No, they do not.
Well,
no.
They well, oh, some of them do.
They're down there.
No, they're on the shoes. These are literally,
well,
guys,
I
cannot.
Be,
wait a minute.
It's
wait,
the same
wait,
thing.
wait. You cannot prevent your entire pants from hitting the floor when you dookie.
Yes, you can.
They're down there. It's all in the same.
I don't know. Full out disagree.
So you're telling me there's, like, if you can control your pants from not hitting the ground while you're deucing, you can do the same thing while you're peeing. And by the way, the guy I saw, to be fair, I want this accurately, he did not have them at the ankles.
John.
They were at the knees. And which, by the way, I've never seen at the knees. I've seen down. He had a whole, this, and maybe this is why I'm struggling. It's a whole new, I didn't know that this was a thing. I've seen at the ankles with, like, little kids, but I didn't know we go, I didn't know you stopped at the knees. That's a grown, we have a grown man.
I think
maybe
what,
that works here that goes at the knees.
The only logical explanation is that I think that it's, I think a lot of kids do that, like Schultzy said, and you never grow out of that. You're never, I don't know, taught. You've never explored the other options.
Well, yeah, how many times are you as a kid being watched by your parents going to the bathroom? So if they don't see it, they're probably not going to address it.
But it is an interesting question. Like, I don't even remember the, I mean, because I don't know that I ever did pants around ankles, but maybe I did. But when do you actually make that adjustment?
I think it's around, like...
And why do
you
make that?
I think it's around school, because, like, when you start having to pee in public, I think that kind of ends your days of the cheeks being out.
Well, I just, I don't know. I think it's just more convenient. I think it's more a matter of convenience.
I just copied my dad. I was like, you see, you know, your older whatever figure in your life, like, okay, he's not dropping. You just kind of copy that, right? I don't know.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe we have found that pants around ankles peers don't have fathers.
They never learned.
Great question.
By the way, we're getting multiple people. This guy says his six-year-old, this what he said his six-year-old went to a ball game and went pants around the ankles.
Well, again, the kids kids do that. I don't have, I mean,
is there,
we're talking about adults.
Is there a freedom to it? Because, like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to think, is there a freedom, like like backsplash? Like, are we doing it wrong? I kind of want to try. I kind of want to
second guessing this.
I kind of want to try it now. I kind of want to try it at a urinal.
Please don't.
Why are we actually ever taught to just drop full? No, you know what? Like that. Why is that even ever a thing? Now I'm going, like, way to the beginning. Like, what is that?
I think kids,
because they don't
easy.
Wear grown up pants. They have to pull down.
I think with kids, it's the idea of you need to be like just ultimate, like, freedom.
Right. And they have a hard time controlling things. Yeah. There's renegade streams.
I'm an adult and I'm messy. So,
yeah. Oh. Well, then maybe you should go pants around ankles.
No, thank you.
What? I mean, I'm not trying. This guy has thrown my whole day into a tailspin, because now I'm wondering, is that the better way to do it? Have we been peeing wrong
I don't see how that could be better.
I mean,
explain how that's better.
I guess it's just it's a freedom thing, right? Like you're got no
freedom.
Chance of peeing on yourself. I don't really have that problem. I don't know. Is it
but
a
see,
freeing
I disagree.
Experience?
I think you're getting more splatter down by your feetsies.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You are. Your shoes get more pee on it.
Yeah, than anything
on
else.
Them than anything else.
And then you're
so now you're putting your pants down there. Why? And oh, by the way, you're exposing your bare ass to everyone in the bathroom. That's weird.
I tell you what, I was not immediately. I came back and I went to Rob and I was like, dude, I don't know what just happened, but I don't know what to make of this.
Now, outdoors, okay.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Is there an element to the drunken pee? Is that, like, if, because we've all done the drunken pee where, you know, it's just, it's kind of a free-for-all, anything goes. Is that maybe where if you're just a heavy drinker, you've just learned over the years to go pants around the ankles?
A lot of drinking around here. That's actually a viable explanation.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're not going to get any answers here because no one's going to admit to it.
No. And by the way, I don't think I can approach. One, I don't know who it was, but I'm guessing if they do work here, I would eventually see him from behind and be like, I recognize that silhouette. I don't think it's okay. I think that might be an HR violation to go up to someone and be like, hey, I noticed the other day, You're a
yes.
You're a pants around the knee guy.
Might I offer too that it's an HR violation to drop your pants in the bathroom?
See, yeah, I'm on Rob's side on this. What, in front of other people?
Are you in the stall?
No.
No.
So that's why they have stalls.
It's a good question.
You know, doors.
Privacy. Have my rights been violated?
Exactly.
Suke, I know,
see your hairy ass.
I know you've used the shower after workouts here before. Yeah. I have never walked in and seen naked Suke ever.
No.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Naked Suke's behind a shower curtain.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is true. When you're showering here, like on Fridays, a lot of times I shower here after working out. And I do try to be ultimately respectful of not even in a towel. I know it's a weird thing for if someone goes into the bathroom and even if I'm in a towel, that's going to be awkward for some people. So yes, I do the showering kind of change in the back corner where you're minding your own P's and Q's.
No pun intended. No.
Maybe we all just need stalls. I mean, maybe that's just the fix.
Oh, just go all female now, huh?
Well, you can have a urinal in there, but still have a stall. You can have a stand-up, but just cover the back so we don't have to see any bare ass.
I'm not going to lie. When I go home tonight, my first pee, I think I'm going to go pants around the ankles just to kind of see how it feels.
Well, then wouldn't it be harder to go... I don't know. It just seems like more work, too. Like,
some people are shy. I feel like it'd be better for everybody. Like, you know, it's like...
Shy. So if you're shy, you drop your pants all the way to your ankle. Like, that is the... I don't know. I feel like that's the opposite of shy.
No, I'm saying it would help another sect of people who are shy peers. So it would help everybody.
I do know this for a fact. My brother has told me this several times that the... I just now thought of this. You know Mike Zimmer, the old Vikings coach?
Yeah.
He's a pants around the ankles peer.
What?
Yeah.
That is the most random sports nugget of the year.
It made me think of this. He was the defensive coordinator at Washington State, I think, when he first got there. And Mike Zimmer, apparently, Mike Zimmer goes pants around the ankles when he pees.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So it's a kid thing.
But Mike Zimmer's like an old man.
Well, I know. And I think there are old men that do it.
Yeah, they just never, I mean, like you said, never grew out of
it. They just never, yeah, like. There's some trigger in there that they miss.
It's almost like a cat, like, not learning to clean themselves correctly. Like, really. It's like, were you taken away from mom too soon? Like, it's probably like that.
Yeah, Deal said, I just did it. Pants around the ankles at home? Nope. Couldn't imagine dropping to the ankles and then bending over in front of a room of men.
No, no good.
Well, no.
Oh.
Then you might get some sack.
I appreciate that someone...
I know!
By the way, you know there's a bunch of our listeners who are going to go home and try this out tonight in the privacy of their own
home. Well, let's do an experiment.
Yes,
let's reconvene tomorrow.
Yes, I think,
see how it goes.
I think everyone should go home tonight, preferably in front of their significant other. Don't tell her what you're doing. Just like as you guys are getting ready to go to bed or whatever, drop them to the ankles and see what she says.
All right, well... At least we brought it to the world's attention.
Yeah.
You know? It's an important conversation.
It is. That we can never have with the person that actually does it.
Well, I would never say anything.
No.
Again, I respect everyone's right to pee however they want. It's just, I just don't understand it.
Well, when people get confronted about their bathroom behavior, they get very defensive.
Like, but 100%. Had I known, certain people, had I known who that was... Like, there's no way that I would let Kurt Ludwig be an ankle peer without me saying something.
Right.
100% I'd be like,
what if that was our GM?
The little general?
What if the little general's in there
dropping
trout?
Or our new BM. All of a sudden we find out this deep, dark secret that Dusty's
an ankle peer?
We can't take him seriously.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't here today, so not really, but God, that
do you think
would be
this
hilarious.
Was like, do you think if someone was, can I find out, did we have a meeting here today? Was there, did we have a guest? Can I check security footage?
Here's another one who just did it. I just did the shorts at the ankles in my own bathroom by myself. It might have been the most uncomfortable thing I've done in 20 years. See?
Well, is it just because we're not used to it, though?
Oh, God. Try it again. No.
I love that someone went on shorts to get in your own bathroom.
God. You know what? I'm not sure I've ever appreciated listener feedback more than right now.
Yeah. No. They come in... The listeners come in off the top rope often, and it's great. All right. Is Diddy about to be a free man? Coming up on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, it could be this week that Diddy gets his sentence commuted by your fearless leader.
Oh, is he putting that putting that out into the universe?
He has put that squarely on the table, apparently.
I saw that George Santos guy got commuted for some reason.
Yeah,
that's
gross. That guy's a goober.
it's a hell of a thing going on up there. So yeah, why is Diddy getting pardoned?
I don't know. They don't know because he was a Biden guy.
Yeah, but I think
he liked Sleepy Joe.
I think it was one of those things where I think during his trial they were saying that he was kissing ass, because I think that's, like, honestly, if I was going to jail for 10 years, that's the first thing I would do is just start sucking up to the POTUS. If you just say nice things to him, like, he'll love you. Seems to be the common thread. All you have to do is be like, oh, I love you, sir, and he's like, I love you too. He's getting ready to bail out Argentina right now and screw over all the cattle ranchers simply because the president likes him.
So Diddy is serving a 50-month prison sentence.
Yeah, was it like four? Was that?
He served 13 months, and with credit, he could get out in around 2 years. But none of that may matter. It could be this week. Apparently, according to TMZ,
they're kicking it around.
Some of the staff is like, don't do that. But that really doesn't matter because he does whatever he wants. So if he wants to commute the sentence, he will.
It really is an element of whatever the hell he wants. It's bananas. Like, why? Like, what about P. Diddy? Like,
yeah, that's
of
the question.
All the things that you would weigh in on and say you magically get out a get out of jail free card, that guy?
Well, don't you think he maybe looks at people who have big followings and just he wants their support? Like,
yeah,
he wants. Because you get pardoned by the dude, you can't go back to Sleepy Joe.
No.
I mean, they rolled in the same crowd, too, before Trump.
Yeah, they did. There are photos with him. And
I'm not saying Trump went to parties. Maybe he did, or maybe, you know, maybe he was there for the
Imagine
stuff,
Trump
allegedly. I don't know.
Did a Diddy freak-off?
Yes, actually. Allegedly, I could.
Man, it's a hell of a thing, dude. That guy. What a time to be alive.
Actually, also, I mean, guys like that, top of the world help that I don't know, you wouldn't expect maybe that normally go to Diddy, like, oh, maybe he has something on him, allegedly. I don't know, we've all heard about this stuff.
That's Diddy's, a good call.
Diddy's got tapes, like,
that's a good call.
I'm just saying,
Diddy's people are reaching out to the White House going, hey, you might want to take a look at commuting that sentence, fella.
A lot of people saying.
People are saying we got some tapes.
No. None of this is true, just alleged, just a theory. Just
I am wondering if P. Diddy can ever come back from it.
That's probably true.
Or if he just, you know, if he decides to take his money.
I think
and
he's out.
Away.
Just go. Just yeah. He's old, isn't he? How Diddy? Old is Diddy?
He's probably in his 50s, right?
51, 52.
He's, got like he's 55.
He's 55. Wow. He's got $1 billion. I wonder if he just... Yeah, just go live on an island somewhere.
Go on.
See, those guys can't just walk away. Like at least they make an attempt. Like, Spacey's tried to make an attempt. You know who went away? Like, literally went away and is Matt Lauer. Like, dude, Matt Lauer has not been
seen. Boy, you are right.
He just is gone.
Well, I don't think he's allowed to be seen.
Well, his was bad.
Like, his was bad. His was... His of the Me Too stuff, his was as bad as it you could basically get, not being like Bill Cosby. But dude, all those guys at some point usually end up, even Bill Cosby, they end up resurfacing. Matt Lauer took his money and just vanished. I have not seen boo from him.
Here's what Matt Lauer looks like now.
Huh. He went all bald.
He kind of looks like Bezos.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's gone bald.
I'm not sure he's like... I think he tried a couple of different attempts at a comeback, but was told each time, like, no, we're not having you. Like,
Lauer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he... Well, I mean, I guess the nature of your transgressions matters.
Yeah.
Matter. And...
The whole button
his
thing.
His was really bad. Yeah. Like, that was evil
yes.
stuff.
Wait, multiple...
Like, he ain't coming back from that.
No, multiple women that were found to have their accusations proven true. Plus, I think the specific thing with him was the button that they have under their desks at NBC. And it was supposed to be a security thing. But he literally had women
walk in. He locked him in there.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
Dude.
Nothing. But honestly, no comeback surprises me now. None. Like, nothing... Seemingly nothing sticks to anyone nowadays. Like, Mel Gibson is as rotten a human being as you can have. That dude is on tape multiple times. Like, spewing the most evil, ignorant, racist, anti-Semitic, horse crap, wife beaten, all that. And Mel Gibson's now, like, he's fine. He's sitting at the Oscars and he's like on Rogan's podcast and, you know, he's presidential stuff. Lawrence Taylor was convicted of raping a 16-year-old prostitute. And Lawrence Taylor is now on the presidential, is it the fitness council? Remember that back in the day we had that, I think that's, it's like the presidential council for fitness. Remember in school you had to do like a push-up test or whatever? Lawrence Taylor is on that board. Like, that dude sat at the White House. That dude had sex with underage prostitutes and is... And is like nothing sticks to anyone, nothing. So the idea that Matt Lauer or Diddy can't come back, he may not, but you certainly can. I don't know of anyone, because if Lawrence Taylor and the likes of him can now be on a presidential council,
I have an update on Matt Lauer here, if you'd like, to know how his life is. It says, there was TVInsider.com. The insider told us that Lauer is living a fairly good life, but one very different from the life he led while on Today.
Yeah.
It's a very quiet lifestyle, but he has nothing to complain about. He is dating. He's close with his kids.
Yeah, because he got, obviously his wife left him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very quickly.
He still held on, because he always denied raping anyone.
Sure.
Yeah, he said they were consensual relationships.
The only thing he ever copped to was extramarital affairs.
Yep.
And he said, this says, he still held on to the huge horse farm that he shared with Annette on Long Island. They managed it together. They navigated that fairly well. It says, Lauer had been reconnecting with friends and was doing well and happy, living a quiet life in the Hamptons. He doesn't work and he doesn't have to. He's not looking to. He was a journalist at heart, and he did some very impactful political interviews that spanned his career. But the current cycle of politics isn't anything even people who have been doing it for a long time are really excited to cover.
Yeah. So
he doesn't need... Yeah, he's just like, fine. Yeah. I'm out. He lives in the Hamptons, man.
Yeah, he was making a bunch of money. Maybe he had his own... He had a helicopter that took him to and from the Hamptons to work.
If you're a woman and you go on a date with... I know. Like, what does that say? You're dating Matt Lauer?
Well, that's a whole other thing. Like, I thought about that. Like, women were sleeping with OJ.
I've...
OJ was a murderer. Yeah, Matt Lauer is a, you know, allegedly, he's a rapist. Like,
I guess they just, maybe they don't know.
No, they know.
They have to. I've always wondered what the motivation is. Like, I can fix him. OJ is a great example. Like, there should just be at some point, this person has done this. Nobody can be with them, or nobody should want to be with them. It just, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, all you need to know is that the serial killers get married. Like, in prison, like, they get huge, like,
oh, Luis Mangione is still getting offers.
Yeah, and then so that's if serial killers are getting prison tud, then you know there's no shortage of any of that. Some dude took care. Some rich lawyer dude, I think, is with Casey Anthony. He scooped her up and takes care of her. She's like down in Florida or something. Killed her kid. Some guy's like, I don't care.
So, yeah, you're hot.
You're hot.
Yeah. Well.
What's the crazy to hot factor ratio for her? It must be insane. Somebody she killed her kid. Dude, but
bottom line is this: if you're if you're a girl and you're hot enough, and if you're a man and you're rich enough, there's nothing.
See, that's what I think it is. I think when you, I think with Matt Lauer, if you're dating him, you want a cut of that money.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you're in the Hamptons, like you're you know, that's your scene, man.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Yeah, I'm saying he's worth like close to $100 million.
Yeah, he's got a lot. So.
And that's what I said. It's you're hot. Some dude will look the other way at anything. And if you've got a bunch of money, then there'll be a line of women that will be happy to whatever.
Got a lot of friends there, fat.
Fat guys with money. They got it. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Schultzy with Sports Center.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We got a text about a rather disturbing behavior from an engine captain. USFS. What is USFS? What would that be?
USFS.
He says, when I worked for the USFS, Federal Services? United States Federal Services? I don't know.
The U.S. Department of Agricultural Forest Service.
Forest Service.
Oh, Forest. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Smokey the Bear.
He says, we had an engine captain that would sneak up behind people while they were peeing and would pee between their legs from behind.
Whoa.
You would suddenly look down and see two streams. You couldn't back up. You couldn't go sideways. And if you went forward, he would just keep nudging up behind you.
Boy.
Greatest power move ever. And he would go bare ass.
Wow.
Duh. Other than that, he was a great guy.
Well, I mean,
what the heck?
I don't think he's a great guy.
Yeah, no. Who does that? That's weird.
Well, that's very, that's football locker room wrestler.
Correct.
Sort
like, there's
of.
Something yeah. deeper going on there.
Yeah, that's, I've said this many a time. There is a lot of weird homoerotic behavior that goes on in sports locker rooms. Like, the hazing stuff, like, boy, it crosses over into some really, really weird, dark, criminal territory from time to time. And somehow it like you get away with it in locker rooms, but the U.S. Forest Service has that. Military, I think, has a lot of that that goes on there. But boy, I don't know what.
God,
I don't know what I make of that.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
Bet it does, Don. Bet it does.
Right in between the old legs, huh? God, I've seen a lot of bad stuff over the years in locker rooms. I've never seen that one.
Then you're feeling
the hell out of here.
You're feeling the spray off. My God.
Look, I don't know if it's this way anymore, but like back in the day, if you were on a team, you were going to get peed on at some point. That just was going to happen.
It's called sports.
It just was what it was.
God, the Don's coming hard tonight.
Be prepared.
Wait. Retract that.
Careful.
Bringing it. He's bringing it.
Feels great, baby.
All right. We got to go.
Regrettably.
Yeah, it is regrettable. But you know what? Schultzy can never get us out on time, so now I have to do it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to give bonus radio tonight.
No.
We just got back.
Yeah. Well, some of us were already back.
Well, that's true. Less is more. All right, so we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Welcome back to the club. Isaac and Big Sook have you from here.
Yep, just a few minutes left. Deal says he's yet to recover from his pants around ankles pee.
Done you, my first pee when I get home. It's going to go...
Well, we had a lot of listeners try it out, yeah. And they all reported back very negative reports.
We haven't had one person...
No.
Give us a thumbs up.
No.
That one person said they did it in their bathroom by themselves and most uncomfortable experience in 20 years. I also think that the picking up of the pants might be the more problematic part. I think I'm not going to have an issue, I think, dropping trow and showing cheeks, but the idea of having to bend over and pick up your pants from the knees or the ankles, that I think is going to be the problematic part.
Yeah. It's just none of it works.
No. Because then you're spreading. And now you're just showing off. Now you're making it uncomfortable for everybody.
This makes no sense.
There's no smooth maneuver possible.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Like, how do you...
Bending and lunging.
It's just so convenient to, you know, like... Yeah.
To whip it out and go and then walk away.
It's just... I'm blown away by it.
Whether you go over the fence or through the gate, either way, like, those are fine. But, man, when you just... You take the whole fence panel down, it's just...
yeah, why?
It's a bold move.
Great analogy. Who does that?
It makes no sense. It really doesn't.
All you have to do is jump over it. Or poke it through it.
Not that hard.
You don't have to take it all down.
I mean, you know, guys, maybe the size for some gentlemen out there necessitates the removal.
I would know all about that. It's not an issue. Okay.
That, by the way, I saw the ultimate power move. I've told that story. Happened at a Mariner game where the dude, you know. It never seen anything like it. There was a short, chubby Hispanic man, and on my way out of T-Mobile Park, you know, some of those bathrooms on your way out on that main level concourse, they're actually kind of small.
Oh yeah,
they've only got like, you know, maybe 5 urinals. Like, they're not big ones. And I walked in there, and there was like a line of people waiting to go, and just again, short, chubby, think like 5'5" and seriously overweight. And he was at the urinal, and he had finished, and he turned around to clearly face the bathroom, and he had not put it away. And oh my God, that was a purpose pitch, because my man was bringing serious heat. No one was prepared for it. Nobody. an audible gasp went up around everyone in that bathroom. And then he just calmly was like, yeah.
Rank gazing, everybody.
Dude, you couldn't look away.
You have to.
It was like seeing an eclipse. They tell you not to stare at it. You have no choice. And then he proceeded to forklift it back into his pants. And I was like, yeah, dude, you could have done that facing the wall. No, dude, that's that guy. That guy does that at every public urinal simply to prove the point of who owns this restroom. I do.
Hey, if I had a hog like that, I think, you know what? I'm okay with ankle peeing at
and
that point.
No one saw it coming. Nobody. You would have never seen that guy and been like, this dude.
Yeah, guys don't do that. Like, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. That's that guy's thing.
All right, everybody have a wonderful night. Our show, it returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.